Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Another great, big, beautiful morning here in the Piscataway area, guys. And I hope you are well, whether you are headed to school, whether you're headed to work, whether you're headed to take the kids to daycare, it doesn't matter. I hope you are well and today meets you with lovely sunshine, birds chirping, all of those good things that make a morning what it should be. Beautiful. And I hope it feels beautiful today, guys. Mine feels awesome. I'm refreshed. I feel divine. Had a great day yesterday. Had a great weekend. Awesome. And that's how I want everyone to feel, because today's show is wrapped around family over everything. That's what it is. It's just that simple. Family over everything. And there are some exceptions to the word everything, and we'll get into that later down the road in the show, but for now, we're going to just start with the basic fundamentals of life, family over everything. And I feel like everyone's been blessed with family in their life. And we think of family, a lot of times we think of family in the way of blood is thicker than water. But sometimes the muddy water can be a lot thicker than the blood. And it just depends on where you're from, who raised you, the people who came into your life and actually stayed into your life, because who knows? We know everyone didn't have that picture perfect, you know, keeping up with the Joneses family or something like that, when there was always your father there or your mother was always there or even your grandparents were always there. Sometimes we had, our families were like a builder family, you know, you got the builder bear, and sometimes we had builder families, and that's okay. That's okay, because family is all about who stuck with you. Who was there to see you smile? Who was there to see you cry and wipe your tears away? And who was there to say, hey, you need my blood? You need my kidney, liver? Shoot, I don't know if you can give your liver. Well, possibly. I don't know. But but the point is, who was there to help you out the most when you needed it? And that doesn't always mean family is always going to be the only people that are helping us. That doesn't mean family is always going to have our back. But my guys, my ladies, my queens and kings, family over everything. That's really it. Family over everything. All right, so now that I got that out, and we're going to get into a little more about family over everything, time for some house cleaning, guys. You guys know I love my house cleaning. And it's been a while since we sat down, had a moment, touched base, and figured things out and got the Monday train, you know, in alignment with everyone's life. And, of course, as you see, the morning got started off, of course, with our favorite song, or my favorite song, is that Furby? But I feel like for everyone who's actually listening,
obviously you can't not like the song, but so much because yeah, you got it, guys. You can't not like the song, but so much because it's so double negative because of the simple fact that you're coming back to listen and you have to get through the song to actually listen to me if you're listening at 7 a.m. in the a.m. So I appreciate your life and I love that you enjoy the song, but we chopped it. We cut it. You know, prices got too high, you had to cut it. No, we cut the song a little bit. You know, give us a little more airtime for me to ramble on and on. And then, you know, not bore you guys for the next 14 episodes. Yeah, guys, I said that 14 episodes and now 15 as you are listening to here. So, yes, for the next 15 episodes, we're going to be working a little bit, figuring out what kind of vibes you want to put out there. Maybe get some little, you know, good old commercial feels in here. Might even pull some people onto the air. I mean, it's a little early. People headed to work, school. Can't tell you exactly who's going to be on. But don't worry. I got stuff for you. I got stuff for you. Because the goal of Love Trips, everything is unity, community, healing, healthy, love, hope, and love, peace, truth, justice, freedom. It's everything. It's faith. It's all of that. And so every space has its own feel. And here I've started to understand and figure out where I want to go with the concepts and where I want to be when it comes to love trips, just in general, because of the simple fact that right now, I look at my blog space and Love Trips the blog. Tongue twisters on the low. Love Trips the blog. For all of you who are avid readers, as well as those of you who have cycled over here and become avid listeners, which I really appreciate that. I love that some of you guys have followed me and you just as blind and in the dark as I've been, you have been familia. You have followed me from place to place, and you're here. Like, thank you. I love you. You're awesome. You make my mornings brighter, my evenings brighter, my afternoons brighter. You just make my life brighter, guys. And so I am so hyped today. You know, I had a pool day. Yes, the family, the Piscataway family. Of course, that's my husband's side of the family, my kings. And we had cooked out, had some really, really, really good food, had nice fun in the sun, just relaxed, even had a little bit of a drink or so, haven't done that in a while, you know, and it was nice. It was really good to refresh and refresh with love and laughs and things like that. And of course, I ended the night talking to my family from Saponi country. And when I say, like, it was just a great day to round out your time with love, laughs, friendship, family, all of that. And so when I say, going back to this housekeeping, when I say housekeeping right now is it's really fun. It is really, really fun for me because I'm starting to find where everything needs to be. And I'm starting to see who listens and who reads and who watches me for what. And I think that's where my concept of when you start building your empire, and because like we talked about before, Love Trips is my empire, and that is my brand. That is where I get all of my inspiration for the future and the things of that nature. And so I'm going to be utilizing that in ways that I can help other people. Like everyone, all of you guys, and for so many of you who have told me already that you enjoyed the show, for those of you who have told me that you enjoyed my blogs or even my YouTube, more content is coming for YouTube. We know Love Trips the blog is flipping, and when I say flipping, I mean flipping a lot. We're going self-hosted, as well as the station. I'm fine-tuning this. For a lot of you who are listening on the station, and you guys are listening for advice and tips on how to live, you know, stress-free, but as well as build that empire and make sure that you have what it takes to secure your family's financial freedom in the future, as well as secure your family's just life. Like, you want to be able to live a lifestyle of the rich and famous, but not necessarily have to deal with the glitz and the glam of the rich and famous, and not have to have the tax bracket that requires you to give your life away to anything. But at the same time, you always have money. You know, that's the game, to always have wealth and riches and legacy and something to pass down from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. And, hey, I got to go ahead and stop, pause, and shout out the good brother Jay-Z and his new album, 444. You know it. Got to rock with it. Went to the album release party in Silver Spring out up here, Piscataway, Anacostia area, Silver Spring. I don't know. Sorry for the ancients. I don't know exactly who's out there. But went out there and had a great time with the king. We kicked it with DJ Quicksilver. Get it right. DJ Quicksilver. And we vibed and we listened to the album and we realized, like, yo, it's not just us. The world is really, really, really turning into this magnificent bowl of communities reaching out and helping each other, communities reaching out and reaching down and saying, look, this is how I did it. This is what I want you to do. And that's my mission. That's what I want in life. I want everyone to be able to come up on their own, on the power of your own bootstraps. But don't get me wrong when I say that. I mean, the tools that others helped you get, the bootstraps that someone else's back was broken to give you, those are the tools that you're going to need in this life. And that being said, I want to help you learn how to control those tools and utilize those tools and make the best of all that you have. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, you have it. That's part of your godness. That's part of your who you are-ness. Like, you are made to survive. You're made to thrive. You're made to you do a lot, and you're made to do this so that you can be a shining light for someone else. And so as I progress through this life, as my husband and I progress through this life, if you want to keep up with our lifestyle and a lot of the changes that are going, be sure to follow Love Trips the Blog. And like I said, it is switching over this week, so it may get a little rocky. You guys may not see me for Wednesdays and Thursdays or whatever. But no, it's in the plan. It's in the works. God's got it, okay? But yeah, so just a little bit more to do before I switch over, get you guys some music going and get back on the air. The station, we're going to be talking about wealth, power, and hip hop. Yeah, because we kind of transitioned through where I want my music to land, and I knew it was going to end up here. I knew it was going to be hip hop. I knew it was going to be conscious. I knew it was going to be representing the DMV, you know, Piscataway area, Anacostia area, all of those good places, as well as like your Saponyland, your Tuscarora country, wherever you are on the map. If you are conscious and you want to see your brothers and sisters rise up and be counted for, by all means, send me your music. And if it is good enough, I ain't gonna say good enough, if it is vibing enough with the love, peace, truth, and justice that is here on the station, I promise you, baby, you will get your play. If you have any thing that you want to advertise, you need to advertise that once again follows love, peace, truth, justice, and freedom. I don't care if you are a lawn care service in the area. I don't care if you're a lawn care service in freaking Zimbabwe. By all means, I'm pretty sure we can get you some listeners in Zimbabwe. We got them on blog. On Love Trips the Blog, so I'm pretty sure we can get some of them pulled on over here to the station, my loves. So, like I said, whatever you do, I mean, if you're a doula, if you're a midwife, if you're a nurse, I'm going for things everywhere, all kinds of things that we need our people back in the fold. I don't care what your ethnicity is, I don't care what your religion is, your creed, your gender, your sexual orientation. My baby, I love you. And so because I love you and because you're here part of Love Trips, I want to make sure you are noticed. Because what better plan than to have a space where people can come and listen to you than to give them something back? And that's what I want to do. I want to give y'all stuff back. And, of course, the channel is still going to be popping off, but that's going to be about life, poetry, and culture. And, of course, heritage is going to be mixed into culture. So heritage and culture, really. And that's just a place where you can come and learn a little bit about me, but as well learn about yourself and learn how to learn about yourself. Bam. That's really what it is. Advertisements will be there as well. I will be doing promotionals for people, commercials for people, all kinds of stuff. Lifestyle, community, and society. That is going to be the home of Love Trips, the network, which is going to be on Facebook. And that's still in the works because I'm not a Facebookie. So we'll see how that goes. And the more people who decide they want to be part of the Facebook tribe, the more I will determine how I do that. And then, of course, there's Love Trips, the blog, which is everything. Love Trips, the blog is where I talk about life, and everything kind of pulls to the blog at some point or another. So yeah, check it out, get in the know, stay in the know. And yeah, I've been rapping entirely too long, so let's just start off by leading the way. And that's what family does. Family leads the way for people. And we're gonna run it back again this week with Queen Dijon, Supreme Dijon, and lead the way. And don't forget to head over to YouTube and hit up her new video. Like I said, that's Dijon Lead the Way, and you can find her supremedijon.com or YouTube. One time for the queen, people. And we are back. And how was that for a wake up? Because if you won't woke, you woke now. But how about leading the way, though? How about leading the way? Because that is what family does. Family over everything. Family is what brings you into this world and leads the way. And guess what? The beauty of family leading the way is every family is picture perfect. Every family is picture perfect. That should have been the morning message. Every family is picture perfect. Because family is what gives you your moral background, your values, those things of that nature, like how you feel about the world. So every family is picture perfect. I don't care if your family was broken, dysfunctional, or whatever the heck. You learned what you needed to learn when you came back on this planet because of your family. You feel me? Like, make sure you understand that. Make sure you don't take anyone in your family for granted. I don't care if your uncle was a drug dealer and at the same time he was, like, the worst person in the world. He could have been the nicest person in the world, vice versa. It doesn't matter. I don't care if your cousin was strung out on the drugs and you ain't had no drug dealers in your family. I don't care if your uncle, your aunt, your mama was the biggest kingpin in the world. I don't care. This is how I feel. Like, it doesn't matter. Your family could have been, like, you know, some bigwig corporate monsters who just monopolized everything they could get their hands on. They could have put everybody. It don't matter. Anybody else, raise your hands if you have any other things that can be thrown in the pot of, oh my gosh, my family is the worst. No, your family was not. Your family was made for you, tailored for you, so that you could learn what you needed to learn from your family and you could excel and utilize the good and discard the bad. I mean, it's just that simple. Because every family, every generation is a new stepping stone. Because the next generation is going to utilize everything that you did and then some to get to where they need to be. So that being said, I need you to understand that it doesn't matter how dysfunctional your family is, how, oh my God, your family is, how Meet the Browns your family is, Friends and Modern Family your family is. That's okay, baby. Embrace your family over everything. Because your family, every bit, every piece, every minuscule little section or the minutest of increments or whatever, it don't matter. You need your family so many ways that you don't know why. Because you have lessons that are going to be learned. Even just in observation of things that your family do that you may not even approve of, guess what? That is a lesson for the things that you don't approve of, the things that you know you want to be better than. Say you grew up in a town of and your family is just straight up, half of your family is straight up racist by the, you know, legal definition of racist or whatever definition you want to use. And your family is just like, they don't do melanated people, or maybe it's the complete opposite. Maybe they don't do Caucasian people. I don't know. I don't know the issue. But just think about that and think about what that taught you if you grew up and you grew out of that. You grew up and you said, that's not for me. Like, I love everyone. My tribe is full of rainbow colors. I know people in that situation. I grew up with people in that situation, being from the country and being from the really, really backwoods. So that being said, I'm speaking from experience of meeting these people who have, like, no, that's not my life. But they've learned so much for their family, and they don't take their family for granted. They appreciate the family and the tribe that taught them to stick closer than little, I don't know, something glued together. Yeah, there you go. Stick closer to something glued together there. But at the same time, from their family, they also learn that negative side. They also learn that I don't want to be like that because that's not the way the world is going to work. That's not the way we're going to create progress and unity and things of that nature. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to remember, your family teaches you everything. Your family, you're birthed into your family for a reason, because there is a cosmic agreement. There's a spiritual agreement. There's a soulful agreement. There's a mental agreement. There's a physical agreement with your family, your body, your life, when you touch down on Earth plane. So because of that, you personally have to utilize in life, because the game of life is clearly an experiment, and the goal of life is for you to experiment good and well, so that you can in life, and then you can send this life to a better life in, you know, the overworld and all that good stuff. So with that being said, you need all of the steps that your parents, your family, your mom, your dad, your guardians, your whoever, your grandparents gave you. You need that in your being. You want that in your being so that you can be a better being because of it. Whew, that was a lot. But that's the purpose. And when we talked about last week about building empires and your empire is yours to build, shall I say, that starts with family. That starts with family. Because an empire, think about an empire. An empire is built off of the strength and the strength and the will and the dedication of strong people. So imagine your empire being built off of the strong people that are within your tribe and within your family. And like I said, family can be blood and family can be water. It can be murky water, that good old we were swimming in the creek water together. So think about that. Your family and your tribe is a beautiful, colorful array of many people. And when you have a family who's willing to support you, you have a family who's willing to go tooth and nail for you at any point in time, then you are aware that you have you have ride or die people. You have people who are willing to build empires with you. And aces in their places, we go all the way back to the beginning, aces in their places, everybody ain't going to be able to do the same thing. Every frog can't climb a tree. Every elephant dang sure can't climb a tree. So with that being said, every family member may be utilized for something different, but your family is there to help you build. Your family is there to be your first stepping stone when it comes to building your empire. Remember the tools that you learned. Remember the negative tools that you gained out of it, the tools that were negative and then you choose to make them a positive. Remember those things. Maybe your father was not a compassionate man. Maybe he was the type of person who would spit on the homeless if he saw them. You learned from your father not to be that person and to have compassion for every person. And excuse me, shelterless, not homeless, because home is where the heart is. We talked about that on Love Trips the Blog. But like I said, maybe you learned from your father that. Maybe you learned from your mother. Maybe your mother spent most of her time in the clubs and parties and never really at home with you. Guess what you learned from that? You learned from that a mother needs to be at home sometimes with her family, with her children, and be able to love them and take care of them and do for them as she needs to. Because at the end of the day, from mothers we learn nurturing and from fathers we learn protection. And that is the beauty. Your mother nurtures you into the world. Your grandmother nurtures you into this world. Your great aunt, your aunt, your godmother nurtures you into this world or in this world. And your father figures, your fathers, your uncles, and your brothers and sisters, your brothers and your cousins and boy cousins and things like that, or people like that, are there to protect you in this world. That is like the goal of, that is the goal. That is it. That is where we're moving to. And not everyone had this, like I said, the picture perfect cookie cutter family that was, oh yeah, this person is nurturing me and protecting me. Because sometimes mothers have to do it all. Sometimes cousins have to do it all. Grandmothers have to do it all. Grandfathers have to do it all. It's a lot. But you know your situation so much better. I could be shooting blanks in the dark all day at what your family situation looks like. But when I come on here, what I do is I attempt to give you a visual. I attempt to bring you into the world that I'm trying to help you create for yourself, baby. And that is the goal. The goal is to make sure that your perspective, like Queen Pearl over at Purple Cravens always says, and she wants to change your perspective. She's not there to change your mind. She's not there to make you see things her way. She wants you to change your own perspective. So thus she gives you the tools to do so. And so I'm giving you the tools to change your perspective. I'm letting you know right here, I don't care where you came from. I don't care if you crawled up out the bottom of the barrel. Baby, everything you learned from the bottom to the top, because now you're here, is what you need in this life. It's what you're going to need forever in this life. And by that, I just want you to understand that if you're trying to build an empire, say you're trying to build whatever, look at your family like your family is supposed to be looked at. Because we talk about how love is law. Yes, love is definitely law. And family, you should love your family. That's part of law. They brought you in. You should love them. Whether they get on your nerves, whether you don't like everything they do, they're your family. You should love them. Love them. And you'll be better for it. You ain't got to speak to none of them. If that's how you are in your family right now, don't speak to them, but love them no less. And know that family is business, and business breeds empire. The morning message, guys. Family is business. Business breeds empire. Because from businesses, you get foundations. You get the ability to have something to pass on to the next generation, that financial wealth that we are talking about. And you get the ability to really like I said, build foundation. That's really it. You build that foundation, and then you have the even better ability to provide for your family, provide for others' families, provide for your empire as a whole. Because when we think of our empires as a whole, a lot of times we're thinking about those people who where we are that may not necessarily be considered family. It may have been a teacher. It may have been the recreation center that you went to when you were a kid that taught you for the first time how to tie your shoe. I don't know. It could have been something that simple. But your empire is surrounded and engulfing of all those people who you're looking to help build along with you. And so that's why I say family over everything. It's really that simple. And like I said, you guys, just follow me everywhere. Stay tuned with what's happening today. And today's show was really lax. Obviously, you guys saw that. And this show really burst out of my weekend because family was a lot this weekend. We spent a lot of time with the family yesterday, as well as we spent a lot of time with ourselves. And so I wanted to, and I say we because I talked to Frank before I did this show, I wanted to just really touch base on that. And a lot of these topics, for those of you who listen on a regular, if you want to hear me talk about these topics more and like, you know, whether scientific, more loveology-esque, whatever the case is, I don't know what perspective you want me to come from, but just let me know. Hit me up on the blog and all of that stuff too, because some of the stuff that's on the blog will be moving over to the station as well, because a lot of my followers really appreciate certain posts that I do. So I want to keep you guys in the loop as well. And so without further ado, I'm about to get out of here, guys. It is morning. I got things to do. Got reports to run. Got all this stuff to get done. Got to help my hubby get ready for work. And, yeah, I just love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys some more. And we're going to leave out with the reality, because we're talking about building empires. And what we need you to do is understand that your empire begins with you, and then it moves, and then it transitions. And so I love you. I love you. I love you all. Here's Berna and Karima Scott with The Reality. Go check out that video on YouTube, everybody.
down and out. No support ain't no helping you out. And all the ones that you used to help out, they be willing to help you out. I don't forget, but I don't hold no grudge. Everybody just wants you to say love. And sometimes they even share the same blood. You supposed to be the people I love. I don't forget, but I don't hold no grudge. Everybody just wants you to say love. And sometimes they even share the same blood. You supposed to be the people I love. My demeanor like, fuck it, I'ma bounce back on my own. I'ma boost my own ego just to get back on the road. The good health and wealth, I just took the wrong turn. I gotta put this fire out, even sit and watch it burn. Being sad, they drag my feet and kick back. Nah, I can't live my life like that. Opportunities keep passing me by. My only option's been grinding to survive. Even though I gotta do it myself, my pride still ain't refusing no help. Cause sometimes when you're down and out, there's a few willing to help you out. In this phase of life, I'm still learning, still growing. My head fucked up, whether you ain't noticed or it's on. Never an excuse, just a reminder that I'm wrong. To make mistakes, but it's what I learned to take away. Continue moving forward, just don't do that shit again. Unless I wanna be in the same situation once again. In this world of sin, I'll probably never be content. It's like a never-ending battle that I'm still trying to win. I don't pray again.